This is Breakfast with Dan Borsher.
The devastating 2003 Canberra bushfires wiped out the bushland habitat for many animals and insects. But the Banks brown butterfly appears to have made a remarkable return 14 years later. The spotted brown butterfly has been discovered at Tidbinbilla, the first verified sighting since prior to the 2003 fires on the Canberra Nature Map. To discuss this, I'm joined in the studio by Michael Mulvaney, the Senior ACT Environment Planner. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
What is the Banks brown butterfly?
It's one of about 12 orange and brown butterflies, which are about 5 centimetres in size. You tell it apart from the other orange and brown ones by its hind wing being very crenulate or wavy, and it has one eye spot on its upper surface of its front wing, two eye spots on the lower surface of the bottom wing, and it's pretty well orange and brown all over except for that underside of the hind wing, which is a grey mottled.
And why is this discovery or rediscovery so important?
Well, it's basically showing that things take time to recover. It's 14 years since we had that massive fire. It likes to live in those really wet forests. So it's actually reasonably common in Victoria and New South Wales where you get those fern gullies with the big, tall, high trees. We don't have that many of those in the ACT, and that we do have got really hammered in those fires. So basically it disappeared for 14 years.
And was it widely considered that it had just died out, that it was extinct?
No, I think we were hoping that it would come back eventually. There is another butterfly, the silky hairstreak, which we haven't seen yet, and we're hoping that someone will see that, and it's out there recovering. A hairstreak is a butterfly that on its hind wing, it's got a tiny, small sort of hair-like protrusion coming from the wing. And it's a beautiful red, orange and yellowy butterfly.
Well, hopefully we find one of those soon. Tell me, what does this tell us about the recovery in the environment since the 2003 bushfires?
I think it tells us a couple of things. One, that particularly those restricted habitats like those gullies with the tall forest, we've really got to look after them for a very long time and actually keep fire out of them and not put prescribed burns through them or other activities, because they are still recovering from that massive shock that they had, and it takes a very long time. Look, this is probably it could just be one male. And the actual recovery of this species may be years away.
But obviously important for the broader picture of the environment and a significant part of that.
Yeah, and it also shows, you know, fires come and the bush is adapted to fire and things do recover despite the devastation. It's the fire frequency, the severity and timing of fires, which can put things out of whack. So we need to try and match a natural fire regime where we can.
And Michael Mulvaney, there have been several discoveries using the Canberra Nature Map. How does this citizen science work?
It's amazing. Just people go out there and take photos of... People are quite good at recognising, I haven't seen that around before, and they just photograph it, and sometimes it can be a really significant weed that we want to get on top of and control.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's, you know, things like Banks Brown that no one else has seen for 14 years.
So, how important is that as part of the nature conservation and monitoring?
It's amazing. Just having all those eyes out there, it's used daily, both in management decisions but also in planning and development. We consult those records that are coming in by... Literally, we get about 500 records a week coming in.
500 a week?
Yes, we're well over... Well, the citizen can now access over 1.2 million wildlife records on Canberra Nature Map and over 100,000 photographs of our local wildlife, from dog vomit slime mold to, beautiful flowering trees and bushes.
So of those 500 a week, Michael Mulvaney, how many of them are either new species, something new that you haven't known before, or a rediscovery, like in the case of this butterfly?
Generally, we like to highlight the significant findings that come in from people, and generally we get about three of those a week. Three a week, which, like, 2 weeks ago we had it's actually a weed, but it's only the second time in Australia that's ever been recorded.
What was the weed?
It was...
Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot.
It was a little like mousy chickweed, it's an annual herb from the Mediterranean of Europe.
And so how come we haven't seen that here, and how did it get here?
The last time it was actually recorded was also down in the Tuggeranong Valley. Yeah. Who knows how it got here? Someone travelling from Europe brought it back, and it's established.
So is it something that needs to be eradicated?
Yes, and that's... Canberra Nature Map has been really good. We've probably had 30 plants identified within the ACT region, which we think have the potential of becoming significant weeds. But having, you know, someone see a plant when there's only two or three of them, we can just go out and eradicate it rather than wait for years when it becomes quite widespread, yeah. And then we've got no chance of doing it. So it's really important work that people are doing out there for us.
How do people connect into that Canberra Nature Map?
They just, you know, use Dr. Google, Canberra Nature Map, and log in, because it works by email, because we like to discuss findings, and sometimes they've taken a photo of a butterfly and we say, oh, have you got any more? We really want to see if it's got two or three eye spots, yeah, on its hind wing, that type of thing. So that's why it logins. But yeah, it's then we've got a team of over 60 local experts who look at that photo that's coming in and identify it. So the butterflies are done by Susie Bond, who's our local butterfly expert. So just by a click of a button on a computer, you get access to, you know, some of the best minds in Canberra.
Remarkable. Michael Mulvaney, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Dan.